A lot of times we go through life, creatures of habit, never really rocking the boat or changing things up. We never question the status quo or if we even agree with it. A lot of times we go through life accepting how it is because that's how it's always been. When life events happen, such as birth or death, marriage or divorce, we usually have the opportunity to look at our lives and change the things that we don't necessarily like or change that which we want to be different. Sadly, a lot of times we don't take deep steps to look at this unless death is involved, or at least some sort of life trauma. This past year, I've had the opportunity to do just that. When my father-in-law passed away, I looked at my life and realized that it wasn't how I wanted it to be, and there were things that I did want to change, and there were things that I did want to be different. Sometimes when people die, especially suddenly, people cling to the things that are familiar, like family and friends and jobs and routines. Sometimes people go in the opposite direction and cling to their dreams and what they really want out of life. Dreams that were pushed to the side because mundane everyday life took over. Dreams that were discounted because it didn't fit the mold of what you were supposed to be. From the outside, realizing these dreams can sometimes be seen as selfish or self-centered. But the flip side is that it can be seen as being true to yourself, creating yourself, and finally becoming the one true you that God put you on this planet to be. Let's face it. In the end, all we have is ourselves and our lives and what we do with the talents we've been given. It reminds me of the parable in Matthew, chapter 25. It's pretty well known. It's the parable of the talents and the servants. Three servants were given talents by their master, and upon their master's return, he settled up with them. The first two servants were fruitful with their talents, and they multiplied them. The last one was not. This year, I've had the chance to really make sense of what I want and need. I've gotten to identify that what it is that I strive for and what my goals really are. I've gotten the chance to examine my talents and see where I can put them and use them to bear good fruit. The end of May, I made the choice to quit my full-time job. It was a job that was very exciting to me, and I absolutely loved it. I'm lucky enough to be able to say I enjoyed going to work every day. It's something that not a lot of people can say. I was sad to move on, but by choosing a different path, it has freed me to follow my heart and my passions. It was a difficult choice to make, but nothing big comes with easy choices. In this space, I've been able to create a destiny to use my talents and to be fruitful, and I am so thankful for that. We only get one chance at this life, one shot, and once it's done, it's done. And all we leave are memories and legacies to the people who were a part of our story. I'm choosing to make lasting, meaningful, deep memories. I want to leave a legacy that lives on in the lives of the people in my story. I want to use my gifts and my talents to enrich the lives of others. I want to take the talents God has given me and put them to good use. I want to bear delicious fruit, and I want to share it with the world. So cheers. Cheers to using your talents.